What's up, everybody? Here we are, Engage Heaven today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. I want to thank you, as I do every single day, for tuning in, making us a part of your day on this Friday edition, ladies and gentlemen. Friday edition. Let's get it. October 28th. What are we talking about? No reputation. By the way, tonight, yes, tonight, I'm going to be in West Haven, Connecticut. And let's just say I got a book launch in a couple weeks, and I might have some copies tonight. Today, Philippians 2:7, I love this passage of scripture. It said, Jesus made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. Jesus Christ made himself of no reputation, and that is so different from what we see today. The Bible even described John the Baptist as a voice crying out in the wilderness in John 1:23. He didn't even consider himself to be a face. John the Baptist was a voice. Today, everybody wants to be a face. We want a reputation. Nobody wants to echo what the Lord's done, and yet our lives should completely be to the point back to Jesus. If Jesus made himself of no reputation, then why are we fighting so hard to keep our own? What if we thought more about glorifying Jesus than even ourselves? What if we put more work into edifying others and trying to bring attention than trying to bring attention to our own lives? What if we put more work into edifying others than trying to bring attention to our own names? That's incredible. Everything in life is centered around asking us how we feel, as if we're the most important aspect of life. But how can the Lord shine through our lives when we're too busy trying to maintain our own agenda? It's not going to work. Let's get our reputations out of the way and focus on others first. Well, Ephesians 2:3 tells you to esteem others better than yourself. Oh, man. And how are you doing that today? How's that going for you, friends? Esteeming others better than yourself. You know, the reality is people love themselves, boy. And this really does tie in so good with yesterday's about being one with the Father, because motivation matters. Even when Jesus was trying to teach you how to pray, he's like, guys, don't go on the street corner and start blabbing your mouth to get recognized by everybody. And then he says this, instead, go into the secret place where the Father already is. What in the world just happened? Listen, that's a perfect example. People are out on the street corners trying to get recognized, and the Father's like, nah, I want you to go where the Father is, which is in the secret place where nobody is, and what is done in secret will be rewarded openly. Wowzer. No reputation. Come on, guys. Think about it. Who do you really know that has no reputation, that literally has no reputation? They don't want a reputation. All we're told today is we need a reputation. Think about it. You got children, you got kids all over the world wanting to be YouTube stars because they see a kid on YouTube. That's literally what we're grained to think that success is. What a horrible life. That's not why we're on this earth. If that's what God opens up for you, phenomenal. But that isn't, it's to draw close to Jesus, and it's to be a witness for this generation. And it's to empty ourselves of our reputation. When everything is about a person, man, stop. I look at ministries today, you think that Jesus wasn't even alive. You think it was just a person. It's not about that. It's not about drawing more attention to you or what you get or how you're doing. It's about Jesus. It's about hiding in him. And then as Jesus is lifted up, all men will be drawn. And he made himself of no reputation, friends. We got to do the same. Our motives matter, right? Why we approach it matters. Back to what I said yesterday. I know so many people, they look at ministry as like, you know, that is their walk with God. If I took sermon prep away from a lot of these preachers, they wouldn't even know who Jesus Christ is. If I took away, the only reason they're drawing close is because they have something to preach to or something to podcast. That's not a good motivation, friends. When you love Jesus, ministry becomes an overflow. When you serve God, when you live connected to the throne, man, it just spills out everywhere you go. Right? It's the same mindset that if God burns you and he gives you a message, you're never going to need a place to preach. We're not running around here begging people to speak. Stop. We ain't got no time for that. I can't take a lot of these invitations I get. But when God burns you with a message, people will hear it. You ain't got to worry about it. But what is our reputation? What are we after? What is our motivation? I think this is beautiful. I think this is beautiful. Because we have got to lay down our reputations and who we think we are. And the other thing is, what are you defending? You know how many times I've heard people say, well, you know, I just got to clear up my reputation. We have a whole team of people here working on my image and my reputation. For what? If we're really of no reputation, then that means that the highs we're not chasing, but it also means that we're not responding to haters. If you've truly been made of no reputation, then you don't need to respond. And something the Lord challenged me with a couple weeks ago, if I'm preparing a table before your enemies, then don't try to put the placemat down. Serve God, love God, hide away in Him, and watch everything around you happen because God is moving, not you, right? Some are called, some are sent, some grab a microphone and went. It's so easy to operate in the arm of the flesh. It's so easy to just, you know, you can tell who's God put His hand on and who's put their own hand on themselves. And we need to hide in God, make ourselves of no reputation, and watch heaven move so powerfully on our behalf, because that's what God wants to do. So Father, everybody listening to my voice today, I pray that there would be a deep encounter this weekend. I just feel this word about worship. That's what we've been talking about in the last month in our churches. Lord, I thank you that there's going to be deep worship happening this weekend, face to face with you, God, transforming our lives in your presence, that there'll be no other interest, in Jesus' name. Amen. We love you guys. Thank you so much. What an incredible Friday edition. We'll see you Monday. As always, thank you for tuning in to Engage Heaven Today. I'm out.